Good morning. Going to jump on the line with Chris Shimolinski, Deputy Director of Numbers USA. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So let me get this straight, right? The GOP, at least the leadership anyway, Trump did too, ran on a tax cut, right? Ran on a tax
right.
cut. This was like a long time ago. Like, I don't know, what's it been now? 4 weeks? 3 weeks?
About that.
Yeah. Ran on a tax cut, promised to fix Obamacare, promised to do all this great stuff, right? So now they got just a couple weeks left in Congress where they have power, right? So, I mean, they could use that to, I don't know, implement the second tax cut they promised? No. Fix Obamacare? No. Instead, their goal apparently is to import Indians. Nothing wrong with Indians, except if you're going to use them to take jobs from American college grads. This is absolutely outrageous. No time to do any of the things they promised us they would do just, what, 3-4 weeks ago. She's got no time for that. No time to fix Obamacare. But we got plenty of time to boot U.S. college grads out of their jobs on their butts and replace them with lower paid Indian workers. Tell us about this, Chris. How are they going to do this?
Well, it's actually the H-2B visa program. And this is something that Congress has slipped into these big, massive omnibus spending bills that they usually jam down the voters' throats a couple days before Christmas when no one's paying attention. And what they do is they use that bill as a vehicle to increase these visas because they know that if they brought it to the floor as a standalone bill, it wouldn't get the votes that it needs to pass. And nobody's going to oppose a spending bill just because it has visa increases in it. So that's the way that they're going to do it. Right now, the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security spending bill that was passed out by the Appropriations Committee over the summertime includes an increase in H-2B visas. So that bill could be part of some sort of spending deal that comes to the floor and over the next couple of weeks in Congress. They have to pass something before December 21st or risk a shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security. And then there's also this memorandum of understanding that we've learned about between some staffers of some Republican congressmen and lobby groups for business groups. Business lobbyists, and they've agreed to draft legislation that would permanently double the H-2B visa number immediately, effectively. So, and again, it's, you know, what these visa programs do, what these foreign worker programs do without the proper protections for American workers is they add extra job competition, which forces American workers out of jobs, and it puts downward pressure on their wages because the foreign workers are willing to work for much lower wages than typically American workers are willing to work for.
Chris Shimolinski, Deputy Director of Numbers USA, even more outrageous, okay? The Department of Homeland Security, has read this in Breitbart, is opposing the amendment. They don't want it in their own funding budget because it's bad for the interests of the American people. And yet the Republicans are trying to ram it down their throats.
Right, right. Well, what's happened in past years, in the past couple of years, the way that Congress has worked around this, because they know that, again, it's hard for them to garner up support to increase work visas without any enforcement provisions or anything like that connected to it, or to sneak it into a spending bill like this. So what they've done in the past couple of years is they've given the Department of Homeland Security the authority to increase visa levels if they feel that they need to. So Congress essentially has passed on its responsibility to oversee immigration law and given the discretion of the Department of Homeland Security. And what that does is that shifts the focus of the business lobbyists from focusing on the individual Congress members and has them focusing instead on DHS officials. And they want nothing to do with business lobbies. So typically they just, you know, pass them off and say, okay, we'll give you a small increase. And that's what they've done for the last 2 years. They've increased the visas by about 15,000 in each of the two last fiscal years. So that's what the Department of Homeland Security has come out and said. They said, we don't want this anymore. We don't want you to give us the discretion. If you want visa increases, then do it yourself. Don't pass the buck to us because we're not going to do it anymore.
Now, Breitbart is reporting this, Chris, as literally taking jobs from American college grads and giving them to foreigners on these visas. Are they doing this because Americans can't do these jobs? We're bad at math. We're bad at science. They just need to find somebody who can fill the job. They can't find anybody. Is that the case? What would you say to that?
Yeah, yeah. And this, I think this Breitbart story that you're referring to is a slightly different issue, but also something that they want to sneak into the omnibus spending bill. And what that's going to do is it would lift the per country caps that we currently have on employment-based green cards and some of these foreign worker, guest worker visas that we have. Mm-hmm. Right now, we give out about 140,000 employment-based green cards every single year, but they're capped. So only a certain percentage of them can go to India or can go to China or can go to Mexico for that matter. But because of such a large, right now, there's this massive backlog for Indian workers, for example, for employment-based green cards, because there are so many of them that have basic computer skills and that companies want to hire because, again, they're willing to work for a lot less than American workers are willing to work
for. But are there American workers to do the jobs?
There are absolutely American workers to do the jobs. But what the problem is American workers have mobility. So what they can do is they can take a job with, let's say, IBM. And if they don't like the pay that they're receiving or the benefits that they're receiving a year or two into that job, they can hop and move on to Facebook. Well, what happens with these foreign workers is they're locked in. They're locked into that position for the 6 or 7 years that they're on the temporary visa, and then they're locked in for a few years once they get an employment green card. So it's 10, you know, it could be 10 to 15 years before they are allowed to move into another job. So basically, for those 10 to 15 years, the employers control the worker. So that's why they would prefer to hire foreign workers for some of these entry-level jobs than hiring American graduates.
Now, you were also talking about, this is not just visas to take white-collar jobs away from Americans. You say there are Americans to do these jobs, but this is also at the blue-collar level as well?
There is, yeah, yeah. So one of the visa programs that they're looking to increase, and that's the one that they've increased through the spending bill the last couple of years, the H-2B visa program, which is a low-skilled visa worker program. This has been typically used by employers to bring in things like landscapers, food service, hotel workers, some more of the lower-skilled jobs that have traditionally been held by teenagers or Americans who have a high school degree or less, or even Americans that have less than a college degree, or even some college graduates that may be in between jobs, so they get one of these jobs just to make ends meet in between. But what we've seen is we've seen business push for an increase in these visas, and as these visas have increased over time, we've seen the unemployment rates and the participation rate for teen workers and for lower skilled workers in the economy drastically go down. So, for example, only about 50% of Americans with a high school degree or less are actually working in the United States. So there's this whole pool of American workers that are willing to take these jobs, but employers simply don't want to hire them.
Is that in part because of what you just said, when a person comes in on a visa, wow, you could totally control them. I mean, you wouldn't have to give them a raise for 15 years and they can't do a thing about it.
Yeah, that's
they can't
part
go get
it.
Another job.
Yeah, there's a number of factors. Number one, they're tied to that job, so you know that they're not going to move around. The second thing is, especially if they've worked in the country for fewer than 5 years, employers don't have to pay payroll taxes on them.
Yep,
so
I've
they
said
can
that
pay. They can pay a foreign worker $10 an hour, and they can pay an American worker $10 an hour. But they technically, the American worker costs more because they don't have to pay the 15% payroll tax that they pay on the American worker to the foreign worker.
It's ridiculous.
So right there, they save on payroll.
This is ridiculous, Chris. We ought to. I don't care. Social Security's going broke. Let's make them pay payroll taxes on everybody. I don't care if you're on a green card or not.
Yeah, yeah, and that would be
outrageous.
Such an easy change. And it might dissuade some of these employers from relying on cheaper foreign labor, because, again, that's one of the benefits is that these workers. But the other thing, too, is, again, these are guest workers coming in. These are low-skilled guest workers. So these are workers coming up from Mexico or Central America or from other countries. And down there, $10 an hour is a lot of money to them, mm-hmm. where $10 an hour isn't a huge sum here in the United States. So they're extremely willing to pay $10 an hour because they're guest workers. So they'll work for the $10 an hour, save up all that money, go back to Mexico where it's worth twice as much as it is here in the United States. So that's one of the reasons why these foreign workers are willing to work for much, much less and why they're so enticing to employers.
So what you've just described to me is a situation in which employers essentially want slave labor. You can't leave your job. Not allowed to. Can't do that. You lose your visa. Don't have to give them raises. Oh, and by the way, we don't have to pay payroll taxes for the first 5 years on the foreigners. So we're just going to skip over the Americans, no matter how qualified. Take the foreigners. That's a tax avoidance scheme is what that is. That's not that's not tolerance. That's tax avoidance.
Right. And not only that, but, you know, a lot of the Democrats, for example, they'll slam big business because of unfair business practices and employment practices and things like that. But essentially what these low skilled, especially the low skilled visa programs, but also the higher skilled visa programs, all they are is they're basically corporate welfare. As you said, they're helping these employers bring in cheap foreign labor to save them costs. And it ends up boosting their bottom lines.
Yeah, and even worse, Chris, is the fact that apparently our Congress members, our Republicans, are literally selling U.S. jobs, selling U.S. jobs to foreigners for political profit, for political donations. Here, we'll take the jobs that our college grads could have done. We'll let the corporations use foreign workers as a tax avoidance scheme, and we'll pocket the political contributions. It's terrible to do this to your fellow Americans.
Yeah. There's a lot of Republicans that are on board with doing this. So, in fact, one of the bills that's been offered in Congress that would make these changes to the H-2B program that they're looking to slip into the spending bill, it was introduced by Andy Harris, who's a Republican from up in Maryland, and his territory covers the Chesapeake Bay. So what he's trying to do is help out the seafood processors who, I'm sure, make pretty lucrative campaign donations to him. So he's just looking to protect them. Meanwhile, there's this whole pool of low-skilled workers from the Baltimore area that have done these jobs historically, but are now being pushed out of these jobs because we're bringing in foreign workers to do it.
It's outrageous. It's just outrageous, and I don't know where we turn to stop it. Christian Malinsky, Deputy Director, Numbers USA, thanks as always for helping us get the truth out there.
Thanks for having me.